Chicago's memory. Walk with both palms facing forward, as if you were reaching for a wall in the dark. You will feel warmth, breeze, chills, throbbing. Breathe with your hands. Spirits will surround you. In this tour, you will visit sites with a disastrous Chicago history. Understand that you are not alone. Be aware of sensations intermingled with present-day energies, sounds, structures. You will be standing where tragedy, death, and fear is still alive through memories and thought forms. You may choose to be a receiver for their horror. You may quietly reflect, transmitting sympathetic curiosity. X marks the spot number one. Our tour begins at 24 West Randolph at the now named Ford Center for Performing Arts. The marquee still reads Oriental Theater. This structure has been built on the land where the Iroquois Theater once stood before it burned to the ground. In December of 1903, a matinee performance of Mr. Bluebeard with Eddie Foy was the highlight of many school-aged children's seasonal field trip as they entered in busloads. They exited on stretchers. A small fire broke out during the show, and patrons were encouraged to stay while stagehands handled the flame. It grew. Crackling pandemonium struck. Folks pushed and shoved their way to the only exit door that pulled in, instead of the now regulated push out. Adults carried children to the rafters and found a door to the alley behind the building. The first that exited out of the dark smoke jumped to their death. 572 people died in the space and outside, while 30 more would succumb to their intense burns in the hospital. Across the street, the 8th floor of Marshall Field's department store became a makeshift morgue. X marks the spot number two. Walk east on Lake, north on State to the alley behind the theater. This is referred to as Death Alley. Allegedly rampant electronic voice activity occurs here. The 125 people that jumped to their death chose not to burn nor to succumb to smoke asphyxiation. Instead, they were flattened under piles of their friends, family, and colleagues. The lucky ones jumped and were cushioned by the other humans as the dead softened their fall and decreased the space between the three-story building in the top of the last row of lifeless bodies. Empaths can still hear their cries. X marks the spot number three. Walk west through the alley, north on Dearborn, under the L tracks, to the river. Then west on Wacker, to Clark. 835 bodies drowned under the noses of passerbys on a boat named the Eastland, July of 1915. The Western Electric Company chartered 4 boats for the annual picnic to the dunes of Michigan City, Indiana. As families were boarding the boat, filling it to capacity, it began to show signs of instability. Passengers were placing their day bags in the cabins below deck, while more were finding spaces to stand, waving goodbye to those on land, chatting and taking in the smell of the swampy river as the shore is uprooted by new architecture of this growing city. A young woman fell overboard into the river, and the crowd all gathered to watch as the boat tilted from the weight. Then The boat toppled like the Poseidon and trapped those inside, as well as forced those standing on starboard deep under the bowels of the boat. The bodies were trapped with netting at the mouth of the river at Lake Michigan, as the retrieval was challenged by the forceful flow of the river. Current residents and daywalkers can listen closely, perceiving gurgled cries for help or catching glimpses of arms and heads in an attempt to tread the green water. 22 entire families died. They were held in more makeshift morgues of the Armory Building, 1058 West Washington, now inhabiting Harpo Studios. X marks the spot, number 4. Walk east on Wacker to Michigan Avenue. Look down. Here you can see bronze inlay on the pavement of the once secure Fort Dearborn on the southeast corner. The only ghostly activity that occurs here is documented by police calls from tourists to Chicago. Slow motion figures dressed in heavy hand-spun cotton, ends hanging long and dirty from shuffling across the muddy plains, have been seen running into the street with looks of terror. The sordid past of the first settlers in Chicago is well documented. However, there still is controversy over the deed of Fort Dearborn and the relationship that prominent civilian Kinsey established with the Potawatomi peoples at this land at the mouth of the river. After the War of 1812, generals asked Kinsey, the soldiers and their families, to seek alternative shelter because the native people were sympathetic to the British and joining forces. Afraid of a coup, the settlers fled, only to have been betrayed by their native escorts. Holding gifted ammunition and weapons, the Potawatomi bludgeoned 148 of the frontiers between here and an unmarked field at 16th and Indiana. Bones have been consistently upturned during construction, unsettling both native and frontier spirits alike. X marks the spot, number 5. Walk north on Michigan Avenue to Chicago. You will find the water tower. Built in 1869, most residents and tourists know that this is the only building that survived the Great Fire of 1871. Look up at the tower. Can you see the shadow of a man controlling the flow of water, pumping the 4-mile-wide flame as it approaches? Many have spotted his silhouettes, sacrificing his life for the city's. He hung himself before the fire could capture his body. His apparition has been stagnant, and its sight frequent. Lights turn on inexplicably, and security and police have to re-examine locked doors due to footsteps and shadows. The human mind is not always in a subconscious state possessing the ability to empathetically feel, see, hear residual horrific energy. Nor is the ear or eye keen to random stimuli attempting communication. But just like electricity buzzing along the horizon lines on the countryside, so does the memory travel through objects and thought forms. Energy. It is neither created nor destroyed. Although with force, it can be manipulated. Your body's senses have been the receiver on this tour. Perhaps when dead, you too will transmit your memories to those who are on the right frequency. Mm-hmm.